Got it.
So I call to order the Otter Rock Water District Monthly Board. Oops, Dick left.
He's coming back in.
Dick, you're still muted.
Okay, how's that?
That's perfect, great. Thank you.
Okay, finally.
So I called to order the Otter Rock District Water Board monthly meeting on 1/11/2022 at 6:04 p.m. I'm calling roll. I'm obviously here. Beth?
I'm here.
Dick?
I'm here as well.
Okay, members in attendance. We have Pat. The Mullins, the Harts, and Don Chapin. And I believe Don would like to say something before we go on to all of our other agenda items.
Yeah, we can move that up.
You let me know when.
What would you like to say to us?
Are you able to hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm not good at these meetings. So I've gotten the last week of December, we got correspondence saying that the county is questioning our gifting of resources to your board. So I'm wanting you to know that I'm still in conversation with them. I do believe that last smaller check got returned, or was in the process of getting returned, which is good because we may have some more legal expenses in trying to deal with this issue. What they're saying is that it was an inappropriate transfer of funds. And so I'm trying to get a final answer on that. They are saying that the money should have gone back to the county. Of course, our position is it was Otter Rock's funds and it should be going to the Otter Rock community, and that we followed the steps that we were supposed to, and that we polled the community through your listserv, and that they also, majority of them said, high majority of them said that the funds should go your way. So I'm just wanting you to give the heads up that I'm in the middle of this discussion with the county about this. And we do have legal counsel. So Cape Fallweather Sanitation District does have legal counsel on this. So I just wanted to come on to the meeting and let people know that what's going on. And I won't have a final answer probably for a few weeks, but I want you to know that I'm diligently pursuing this and checking it out further.
So I have a question. I don't think we've actually, we cashed your check and I don't think we've issued a new check. So
okay.
Do you want us to wait on that or should we issue a check?
That smaller check I think should be returned so that we can show the county that we're operating in good faith. If everything goes the way we would like it to, then we would then resend the rest of the money back to you again.
Okay.
Again, it really took us off guard. We thought we were completely done at the end of the year. And so, of course, because the correspondence we got from them saying everything was all right was in July. So
right.
There's always these snafus, I guess. And as somebody once said this week, when it comes to the Otter Rock Water Board, nothing's easy. I think that was Lisa that said that. Yeah. So I appreciate all that you're doing, and I will endeavor to keep you informed about the progress of these meetings with the county, and maybe you could just let me know the best way to do that. When you know, after your meeting, somebody can just shoot me a text or an email saying this is the best way to contact us, because I know you have, I don't know, maybe three different addresses in your emails, so.
Well, yeah, the office would be the best one. The okay. Office email, ORWD office.
Oh, okay.
That would
ORWD office?
Yeah, @gmail.com. That's the best one because that's always monitored by someone.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate that, Beth.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, well. Keep fighting.
Okay.
We'll see. Bye.
Bye.
So do we need a motion for this? Lisa?
Do we need a motion?
Do you want a motion? Do you want us to make a formal motion to issue a check to return the funds?
Yes, we should.
Okay, I so move. Make a motion, we return this last donation from Cape Foulweather to them as they've requested so they can work this out. And Dick, did you second that?
I did.
I vote yes.
Well, call for a vote then.
Can we please have a vote? I vote yes.
And I vote yes.
Okay, I vote yes.
The motion passes.
Okay.
Next on the agenda is the approval of board summaries for previous months.
There was one just the December meeting.
Does anyone have any comments on it? No? Can I get a motion to approve the board summary from last month?
I'll make a motion to approve them.
And I would second that.
Is there any more discussion? Seeing no more discussions, I'm calling for a vote. I vote yes.
Yes for Cutler.
Yes. I vote yes.
Motion passes. Next on the agenda is the water operators report from Highland. Obviously, they're not here. I have no idea where they are.
Well, if they hop on later, we can go back to that, I guess.
Yes. Do we have a I assume we don't have a chlorination update or a meter install update.
No, but I did talk to, I believe it's Curtis, when he came down to ask for the map, and I asked him what they were doing. I said, I hope you're doing something that's related to meters. And he said they were. They were getting scoping out an area to there on Gladys, south of First, to install some new meters. So, but that's all I know.
Well, they were in front of my house for a long time, and I don't think they found my water line. So, but they did try.
Well, they found the one on the corner. So,
yeah, I know. But they and then they went to each house, and they spent the longest time at our house. And
found Robertson.
And they found Robertson. They have mics, and they found Utah people. And I think they found everyone but ours. But maybe they found us. I don't know. But they spent at least an hour and a half, 2 hours trying to find it.
Great. Okay.
Now we are on to the treasurer and office report. Do we have the compilation report from Grimstad?
Yes, we do have it. And it's been submitted to back in December. I don't know the date right here. I don't have it in front of me. And we meant to send it today, but I didn't get it done. So we'll have to send it to the board meetings, the board members tomorrow.
Okay, but we have the regular treasurer's report, right?
We do.
Why don't you do that one?
Okay. The bank balances our Columbia checking account, $115,500. Treasury savings account, $67,840. Community center account stays at $366,79. And chlorination account is $21,864.88. Total cash in bank is $205,571.67. And the prepaid water bills have to be deducted from that. So our current cash position is $196,567.92. And the general checking account activity, total deposits and credits in December were $21,236.60. Deposits and credits made to date in January were zero. Bills paid or waiting for board approval, $1,152.76, parentheses, and $4,501 returned to CFSD. And there's a attached, everybody should have the list. Chlorination account activity, total deposits and credits were zero. And deposits and credits made to date in January were zero. So there's no activity there. We did get a bill from Highland. I think it just came yesterday. And it's not acceptable. There are no assignments of addresses to the work they did for individuals. And so they'll be sending those to us. The accounts receivable is the one bright spot. All of the big receivables have been collected, thanks to Whitney. Unpaid accounts up to 90 days. There are two accounts at $50 for a total of 190. And unpaid accounts over 90 days, there's one account at $150 and one account at $40. So the total delinquencies are under $400 total. And so that's that. And then we have, I don't have it, I'll have to pull it up here. The list of general checking account activities. And I assume everybody has that, but I'll try to find it while I'm talking here. And those are bills that have to be approved. We got lots of reconciliation stuff here. Okay, well, all right, there's an aging summary that everyone got, and I just summarized that, but that's for the board only. And here are the general bills waiting for approval. There's one bill for the Central Lincoln Public Utilities, that's for $80.65, and then another for Central Lincoln PUD, that's for $29.58. Another one for CenturyLink at $119.85. Civil West Engineering for $89.975. And Whitney Erskine, it was a January 22nd reimbursement. And it doesn't detail what that was.
Reimbursement for what?
I don't know. It doesn't say on
that's the sheet. Her annual logging calendar.
Her what?
A calendar to log her activity. We get one for her every year.
We got it. Like a physical calendar.
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, thanks, Whitney.
Notebook type. Uh-huh.
So that's $1,152.76 on the bills to be up for approval this time.
So I have a question on that Civil West bill. We don't have anything to show for that, do we?
We don't have anything to what?
To show for that. They haven't, have they submitted their report for us?
I don't think so. I haven't seen anything come through.
They have not, no.
So, okay.
And just as a heads up, the bill that was received just today from Highland Water is rather expensive. It's $2,734.43. There's quite a bit of activity on tracing down locating services, responded to water pressure requests, things like that. And Highland is going to be sending us a breakdown of all that. I think Dana was working on that with them.
Well, Dana won't be working on that.
No, I know that. But Highland said that they would detail these things so we can assign everything by address. They can't just send us a bill that they went here and there without it.
Right.
Where it was. And
one of those is quite alarming. It's called a weekend emergency locate. It's almost $500. We have no clue what they did and why it's that much. Between the hours and the mileage that they charged for that.
Yeah, that was an expensive one.
Yeah.
Then if we go flip over to the profit and loss, there isn't anything that really stands out there except maybe the concern that Pat had on Whitney's hours, and that's over on page 2, that right down at the bottom, 5,300. Whitney had more hours this last time than she's been averaging. And so there was a difference there. Instead of the normal $600 She was paid $874.41 for the month of December. She's been budgeted at $600, regardless of how much time she says she
needs. No, she's an hourly employee, so we have to pay her by the hour.
I know that, but in the budget, we guessed that at $600. We have $7,200 a year.
Right.
And that's been a sore spot with some of the board members. So we asked Whitney, that's one reason that we asked Whitney to join us tonight to talk about that. I might add that in the bid that Highland gave us to do Whitney's job or perform something close to it, it was somewhere between $1,500 and $2,000 a month, as I remember. Would you know what that is, Beth? Do you remember?
I think it was about $1,400 a month.
Yeah, and so.
But that Whitney, didn't cover everything.
That's right. Whitney's probably the best, the least expensive employee that we've had. And that's it. Are there any questions?
Pat has a question.
Okay.
You're on mute, Pat.
I'm sorry?
Pat is muted.
Do I need to wait till the public comment part?
Or can I'm sorry,
I ask Pat. About accounting report right now?
The current report?
All right.
May I ask some questions about that now, or do you need me to wait till the public comment part of the meeting?
As far as I'm concerned, it concerns mostly the treasurer's area, so it's fine with me if we go now.
Okay.
All right. How do we want to proceed with this? Pat, do you want to just read from your letter, and then we'll talk about each item?
Oh, I have questions about this current report right at the moment. If you want to read that, go ahead.
No, we're not going to read it. That would be up to you to read. You have questions about the current month?
Yes.
Okay, why don't you go with that?
Dick, you are reporting delinquent accounts from 60 to 90 days only. There's another $1,125 that's delinquent over 30 days.
All right.
How would you have that information?
I'd have to take a look. I must have missed it.
Why would those not be included is my question. Okay. So did you answer me or not? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I had to turn my volume up. I'm not hearing you very well, Pat.
Okay. Did you hear the question?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
Why would 31 to 60 day delinquent accounts not be reported?
They aren't delinquent until they hit 60 days past the due date, which is 90 days. They're late, but they're not delinquent.
Interesting. Okay. What is check number 2166 for the Government Ethics Commission? What is that for?
Where are you reading that?
The reconciliation detail report for the main account. $87.81.
reconciliation detail, what section?
In the, it's right on page one at the top, checks and payments, cleared transactions.
Uh-huh. Am I looking at the right month here? December. Government Ethics Commission.
Right.
That was, right, that was from last month.
It's December, right?
Yeah.
I just wonder what that is.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't know either.
We'll have to look into that.
It's an annual bill we pay every year. It's a membership of sorts.
It's a membership to a, what, a monitoring service or something?
I'm trying to pull it up right now. The computer's running very, very slow. Okay. Oh my God, come on.
Okay, maybe you could let me know later. Okay, and I have one more question. On the P&L on page one, whoops, two more questions. Fifth line down on income is for the chlorination project. But there is no budget amount entered. And I realize you didn't expect income for that probably, but shouldn't there be a zero there so that the rest of the calculations would go on across the sheet? Dick, hello.
I think
can
that
you not hear me?
I can. I did hear that. Okay. But I know we've talked about this $4,501 for the chlorination project, and it just never got anything budgeted in, as I remember. And it's just sort of been sitting there.
Isn't that the donation?
Is this the amount that's being returned to Cape Foulweather then?
Yes.
Still.
And then they will send it back to us after they clear something with their lawyer.
Right, but should there not be an entry under the budget column that says zero so that the rest of the calculations will calculate out across the spreadsheet?
There could be a zero, I guess, put in there, but we didn't budget for donations, did we?
That's what I mean. There's no budget for it, so it should say zero there.
Right. Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. We'll put in a zero there.
Lastly, is there a reason? I don't understand why Dick Cutler's name appears in the address for our checking account statements.
The bank does that. He's the treasurer. I guess
his name doesn't appear on any of the other bank accounts that way. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I don't know. They just started doing that when Dick came on.
But the treasurer is supposed to change once a year, every January. So that means they have to change that every year.
The treasurer doesn't have to change.
The officers for the water district are supposed to change every January.
They don't have to change. They can stay the same.
They could stay the same, but the board has to take action on that.
I wasn't aware of that.
We haven't done that for quite a few years.
Okay.
And Pat, what about this thing that you wanted read into the record? Do you want to do that?
We're not. Now? That could be done during public comment period if the person wants to bring those items up.
Okay. Anything else on the treasurer's report? All right, thank you.
Do we have a motion to accept the treasurer report?
I'll make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
I'll second it. Are there any more public comments?
Just really quick, Government Ethics Board is an annual fee we pay, and it's under professional fees and then government fees. So I hope that answers the question.
Thanks, Whitney.
I vote yes to accept the treasury report.
So you're not going to call names. We're just going to shout it out. I'll vote yes.
Yes.
The motion passes to accept the treasurer's report. Can we get a notion to pay this month's bills?
I would like to know what we're paying Civil West for. What work did they do? Do we have any more insight on that?
I looked it up in the email I got from them, said work performed in December. So did they talk to you about any of the application work that they allegedly did?
The email that they sent to me, like everyone got, said that they are working on it and they had to fill out this report about cost share, because we're going to have cost share for this grant, and they're working on getting all the information ready to submit on January 29th.
Yeah, actually, I think it's earlier than that, but they said they would have a report to us before our meeting.
But they also said the 14th, and today's the 11th. So I think they got their dates mixed up. I did send them an email, but I haven't heard anything else from them.
Okay. Okay, well, I guess we'll just go with what we've got.
So I make a motion to pay the bills as in the... I make a motion to pay the bills for this month.
I second that motion.
Beth, how do you vote?
Yes.
Yes, for Cutler.
Lisa, yes. Motion passes. Next item on the agenda is a new owner application.
Yeah, I sent some suggestions out to the board. I didn't see any replies to that. I just today sent out, I think it was today. I don't know. It's been a long day. I have a few more suggestions, and actually we have two other applications I think it would be good for us to look at and probably add some language. A lot of this is to mitigate or The fact that we get a lot of questions from new owners, like, how can I pay the bill? And so I think, and when do I get the bill and everything? So I think we could look at all of that. We have three different applications. We have a new owner to an existing property, and then we have the new service application, which I think could have some additions, but I didn't have time to get that out to the board, and I will work on that this week and see what everybody else thinks, or what Lisa and Dick think about it. And that's all I got on that one. I also wanted to talk about check signatures. Recently, we've been having some problem getting checks signed. We usually just make an email plea for someone to come by and sign the checks. Earlier, Dick and I were doing it kind of automatically because we were more frequently at the office. There is one thing, we have an unwritten policy that a reimbursement to a board member should probably not be signed by that board member, even though as far as the bank goes, they don't care about that because each board member is a valid signator. I have a reimbursement check for an expenditure I made in November to upgrade our Office 365 annual subscription so that we could continue to use Word and Excel. And I put in a request, and it was on the December approved bills. Dick has signed the check. We have put, I think now, four emails out to the remainder board asking for a signature and haven't gotten one yet. I would like to know, do you want me to just go ahead and sign it, even though we have that unwritten policy? Or since Lisa, you're the only one here, can you come down to the office and sign that check for me that's from December?
Yes, and I apologize. I've just been so busy, and every time I don't think about it when I'm on the weekends, and that's my fault. So I apologize. It's not anything. It's just not in front of my face, so I don't think about it. But yes, I will come down and sign it.
And in the future, when you do that,
it would be good if whoever does go down and sign a bill to email that they have signed, and then it'll be easier for us to know, or for especially for Whitney to know when for the checks that need to be mailed, when they can go out. So that would be nice. Sorry, Whitney.
No, I was just gonna say, while you're down there, do you still have a package on the desk?
Oh, Lisa does, yes.
That was never picked up. So it's still there.
Okay. I'm sorry, guys, my life. We've had one person quit at work, and everyone has COVID, and it's just a madhouse. So I haven't had a chance to think about anything but my job. We obviously don't have a Civil West update FEMA grant application.
So we're expecting that on the 14th, did you say?
That's what the email said.
Okay.
And I emailed them last night at 9 when I realized the date was the 11th, you know, right. They had the date wrong, and I haven't heard from them. So maybe they thought they were going to do it on February 14th instead of January. I don't know.
Yeah, well, hopefully not, because I think hopefully they'll get that in and meet the deadline.
I don't doubt they're going to meet the deadline. I just don't know. I just don't know what, you know, where they're at.
Yeah.
Next is, do we have an Acuity audit update.
Haven't heard a word from them. They said they would be contacting us to ask for documentation on specific reimbursements, and not a word from them. So maybe they're as slammed as everybody else across the country and world is these days.
Okay. We've already talked about this CFSD December donation and request to term. So we've already done that. Other correspondence, the Gladys customer reconnection fee.
Ah, yes. We all got an email on that. I have a suggestion on that. And I think it's premature to consult a lawyer on this. I would suggest, since we did deposit that check, and since this property owner owns multiple properties and perhaps has some reserve funds, that we go ahead and capitulate and turn their water on for the $50. But, and this is a big but, I think we need to, and I'm willing to help craft a letter to them, that we give them a copy of the statement that shows that the previous balance was zeroed out, because they brought up that point that they think we're trying to charge them for charges that weren't cleared from previous times several years ago. And I think they need to be made clear, and I would recommend we quote from our ordinances, and 2017-04 has a section that's very clear that that this is a legitimate charge, the $500 to turn on the water, that in the future, if they were to ever get the water disconnected, that it would be $500 to turn it back on. And also, one of the things this owner mentioned was that they had a tenant in the house and that they had notified us that they would not be responsible for the water charges. And again, I would quote from our ordinance that they can't leave their responsibility for the water, that the owner is ultimately responsible, no matter who's in the residence. That would be my suggestion. I think, you know, we're looking at only $450, which when you're starting to look at legal fees is not much.
I totally agree. And I would love your help, Beth, crafting a letter to that statement. Okay. And I think we need to make it sterner, saying that, you know, if he's 90 days past late, whoever's in the house, we're going to send him a disconnect notice. If they don't do it, then we're going to shut off their water.
Right. Well, it doesn't matter who's in the house. I mean, we have a,
yeah, I know, but we
do allow them to, we do allow them to request billing of the tenant, and I want to review that application form and make sure it's very clear on there that the owner is still responsible for any unpaid bills. Your thoughts, Dick?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any thoughts on this issue?
I do not, no.
Okay, so I'll put down in here, Beth will craft response for the board to review.
Thank you.
Next up. I put that on the agenda because I wanted to know, you know, I don't know how much time some of these extra things that we keep getting requests from customers for, and Alpine is wanting a request for their 2-year usage history. I don't know how much time that will take, Whitney, but this is just like laying on one more thing. I just wanted to bring it up. Is this something we do?
Well, since we don't have a fee schedule for this, I think we have to until we say, if you want, you know, or you, you know, like the city hall, you know, they have a fee schedule for everything.
Well, you know, they could do the math. They could just look through their bills. They know that their base fee is, and they would know what their usage is if they wanted to do the reverse math. But, you know, I guess we can do it. I guess with the spreadsheet we're using now for the commercial bills, it probably wouldn't be that much time to pull the gallons out, right, Whitney, for most of it? I don't know, 2 years might be a little much, but I know for at least the last year and a half, we easily have that.
Yeah, it shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah. Okay. So kind of a non-issue, apologize for that. I'd like to add one other thing that just came in today. And I don't know, Lisa, if you or Dick had a chance to read the email. We had our insurance statement policy sent to us today. And I took a look at it, and I didn't think it was quite right because we had asked for some changes. And the big one is to increase our fidelity bond. I had called them in December to make sure it was going to get increased for this year. And I talked to the lady, a different lady today, because they had someone out on COVID. And she said, oh, I sent that out and I wasn't sure if it was ready yet. And you're right, it wasn't ready. We haven't gotten the final paperwork back from the underwriters. So we're instructed to wait, because part of that is our bill for the insurance. And I will check it again when it comes through and make sure I can see where our fidelity bond has been increased to cover our revenues. That's all I got.
Okay. Special order of business. We now have board position number 5 and board position number 2, I believe.
2, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think maybe you want to do the announcement.
Well, I haven't read it because, you know, I haven't checked my emails, but.
We got an email today from Dana Taylor resigning his position as commissioner number 2. So we are in need of 2 positions to be filled. They both, the terms end June 30th, 2023. So it's a year and a half position is all. And we were hoping to fill number 5 tonight, but I guess we didn't get any applications. Is that right, Lisa?
Correct. We got not even a question.
Not even a question. So No. If anybody's listening, if they can think of anybody or they're interested themselves, hint, hint.
I beg people. Every time I walk down the street, I see people and I say, come on, join. It's fun. They say, yep, nope, done that, been there, done that.
More fun than most people could stand.
Yeah. It's such a thrill.
So that begs the question, do we need to contact Lincoln County telling them that we're 2 commissioners down? Should we be concerned that, you know, I don't know how this works. So I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, we can operate as long as we have three board members. We can do business. That's our quorum. We can do business with three board members, but that's all I know.
Okay. So regarding the March meeting, I'm not going to be here for the March meeting. So we may have to move it up once or do it 2 weeks after I get back. Just FYI, because I'm going to be on a plane and I won't have access to anything. So I'm just letting it out there.
A plane without Wi-Fi, huh?
I can't do Zoom on a plane with my mask on. Come on. They would shoot me off the airline.
I think that would be mild compared to what they have to deal with these days. But yeah, I guess we'll just have to make some adjustments. But so.
Can we move it to the 8th? A week before?
Well, we could, but why don't we see? I would suggest we put a message out to our news list.
Yeah.
We now have two positions to fill.
I can put a note on next month's bills as well.
Sure. Can we put it on the website?
What?
Can we put it on the website?
Yeah, we have it on the website, but we could put it in that banner that comes on once someone dismisses it. Do you want me to do that?
Could you?
Yeah. And send another message out to the news list, their email list. And in regarding this, we are having some problems getting regaining our district property from a former board member. It's a little disconcerting. I guess we'll see on this second one, but I'm not sure what's going on. I might call you about that, Lisa.
Okay.
Maybe you can try communicating. I call you this weekend. Is that better? You're busy during the days, right?
Yes. Yeah. The weekend's better. And I will try to contact Tom, but I haven't even seen him on the street. So
somehow his keys ended up in an envelope inside the office sometime between Friday and Saturday, mid Saturday when I was down there. I'm not sure about that. But that's the only thing we've gotten. And it's real important that we get our emails because those are part of our public records.
So what does he need to, can you send me, it's buried in my emails. What do we need Tom to do?
Well, he needs to work with, it's a little complicated on turning over an email because it, since it's a new location, trying to get into that email. And if you've got a phone number in that, it'll, even if you had the existing password, it will usually send a security code to that phone to allow a new device to log into the email. So you pretty much have to be on the phone and work with the person who is turning the email over. Unless they've removed the phone number and it's been at least a week. But it'll retain an old phone number in there to send a verification code to for a while. So people can't just hack in and take something over, real quickly. It's a good security thing, but it makes it hard for someone like us when we pass on the email accounts. I can send you instructions on that, but I've put in two calls and got absolutely no response. I think that's called ghosting. He's ghosting me. But why don't we work on that this weekend? Okay. Good night, Lisa. Okay.
Yeah. There are no ordinances or resolutions, so it's time for public comments. I'm sure there's got to be lots of public comments.
Our big audience.
Well, the usuals are probably wanting to say something, maybe. And Pat, do you want to read your letter or do you want...
Yes, I will read that.
I would caution you on part of that that might be a breach of confidentiality.
Whose?
Yours. Whose? No, I'm not going to specify it because I'm not going there. I'm not putting the district to that kind of a liability.
Well, since the board has chosen not to answer these questions in confidence, then they're going to get asked in public. I would like to point out yet one more time that the 4.5 months that passed before the double payment of an employee was taken care of, that this is a serious breach of fiscal regulations governing special districts. This is based mostly on the November reporting. So again, in November, that issue had not been taken care of. I would like to know the specific date when it was taken care of. In addition, there are continuing problems on the reconciliation reports that I've asked questions about repeatedly. I've documented them all here. I would ask that those questions be answered. And number three, and again tonight this was brought up, that the district employee is apparently working extra hours, but those have not been authorized by the board.
Nope.
And yet that this financial report was approved by the board tonight. I'm sorry that that happened. Employees cannot volunteer to work extra hours without pay, which was brought up at the last board meeting and stated in public by both that employee and board members involved. No. What is your comment, Beth?
Or do you want any comments to these?
I've asked for comments. Why you continue to do these things? I don't understand.
There isn't any continuing, but when you said the employee doesn't volunteer, is not working volunteer hours. And the employee did not say they worked.
You specifically said she was volunteering hours and not had volunteered to work without pay.
No,
you specifically said that I was.
No, I did not. Dick mentioned that he thought she was volunteering, but she is not. She has never been asked to. She has never done voluntary work. The only thing she's voluntary working at is voluntarily at a extremely low wage. But no, she records all her time. We pay her by the hour. She's paid for all the time that she works.
Well, I hope so, but that isn't what was stated at that meeting.
You might want to re-listen to the meeting because...
I remember saying that there were probably some volunteer hours in there on Whitney's part. And of course, there's a history to that. It seems like many of the board members had comments on that. To my way of thinking, were not reasonable comments as far as Whitney was concerned. And so that's why I made that comment that they're getting an awfully good bargain with Whitney because she's not being paid for the time that she spends down there.
Well, but she is for the time, just not the amount.
It wasn't a wasn't a matter of a volunteer time. It was a matter of she's just not turning in all of her hours, I think.
Oh my God, that is exactly the same subject. And that
that's not true.
Goodbye.
That's not true. That's not true, Dick. She does put down all her hours.
Okay. All right. Then I'm wrong. I didn't know that. It just seems to me for what she's being paid, she spends a lot of time there.
Yeah, because her hourly wage is so low. It's a buck more than they start people at McDonald's in town.
There's a way to remedy that at a board meeting if the commissioners decide to do that. Meanwhile, you cannot have people unpaid hours. You cannot.
Oh, definitely. You cannot do that. Yeah, that's state law. Go talk to Bowley about it if anybody wonders, but that's not happening.
It better not be. Unbelievable.
It is not.
It's not fair to the employee and it's illegal.
Right.
In November, there were only two deposits of accounts receivable. One was the SDC payment on the 5th of November, and then 9 more deposits were made on November 30th. Why are these checks not being processed in a timely manner? We have had complaints from customers for years about their checks not clearing in a reasonable amount of time. If checks are being held until the last day of the month, that's a reason why people are having these issues. And how can a delinquent accounts report be accurate if the payments aren't being posted and deposited in a timely manner?
The delinquent reports are always accurate to the end of the month. And we already discussed this last month. Yes, it was late. We were late in getting the deposits. We normally do them twice a month. And things were crazy last month or on that month. That was November. And that's the way it goes sometimes. Things get crazy and busy.
We had a deadline for the audit. We didn't have a deadline to get deposits done. And that's what happened.
Where are the assets of the district being held when they're not being deposited in a more timely manner?
They're in the office.
They're not being taken home and worked on at somebody's private residence?
No, they stay in the office.
Good. Okay. Let's see. That's basically all that I have that I will read aloud. Thank you for some of the answers.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Janice. May I say something?
Please.
Well, you know, I'm the chlorine lady.
You're the chlorine lady.
Well,
I like that.
I would, I have a question about Payne Highland. Since they weren't here tonight, we didn't get a report. We don't know what the readings are. We don't know what the reports are. You know, and I really count on that.
And right. Well, we won't be processing their bill until next month. So hopefully we'll get some answers.
Yeah, that would be really good because I'd like to know how our water quality is and what they're doing and how much water flow we have, just all the things that are important to this community.
Okay, well, hopefully we'll get some information for that. And maybe we could even send some information out mid-month to our news list. Would that work for you, Janice?
That would be great to be updated.
Okay, no promises because we got to be able to get it from him. And you have to understand we're in a bit of a communication bind here. They previously, I believe, were communicating a lot of information to Tom. And I don't think we've reconnected with them to get that communication restarted with the rest of the board.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, okay. And okay. I guess that's all I need to say tonight.
Okay. Great. Thanks, chlorine lady.
Are there any more public comments? Does the board have any comments?
I have one. I was surprised to hear of Dana's departure. It seems to me that he's really done some good things for the water board. He spent a lot of his own time working on the tank farm and staying on top of these various things. One was Highland. Those reports are a little hard to pin down sometimes, but I'm really saddened to see him go. He's been a good one.
Right. Maybe we can engage him some as a volunteer in the future, but I don't know.
I'm sad to see him go too.
But the three of us that are here, I think I'd like to comment that I'm real committed and sticking with this board and getting this work done that needs to be done for the district. And I'm hoping that the other two of you, my board members, are as well.
I think we are, for sure.
The way I comment, I'm very stubborn, and I want to see us, no matter our differences and our difficulties and our issues, my goal is to get a new water system for us, and that's all I want, at the least amount of price. I think we deserve that for the community, and we deserve it for us. So that's my goal. But I am.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
I am disappointed that Highland is not here, and I'm kind of shocked that they're not here. And I think if you want me to send out an email asking them why they weren't here, I will gladly do so.
Well, that brings up the question, who exactly is going to work with them on this bill. Dick, are you going to do that?
I'd be glad to.
Okay, I know you've called their finance manager before, and I don't know who exactly you call, if you have to call Silas or what about the bill, but we need some clarification on these charges that showed up.
Yeah, I put a call in for them today. Today's the first day I was aware of that, but I've not heard from anybody other than they'll pay attention and do it.
Right. So maybe you could also, depending on who you talk to, discuss our communication with them.
I think it's important, especially after Denise's comment. The water quality is really the most important issue on the table.
And right.
Particularly with this interim period of going through chlorination or no chlorination or whatever. So I'll take that and do the best I can.
Are there any more comments?
I had sent you guys an email and with the calendar dates for the year. And when I was talking to Devin at Highland yesterday, I asked if it would be helpful to them if I send them our list once it's approved, and then ask for the bill to be provided to us the Friday before each meeting. And then that way they'll have the list of our meetings, and hopefully we'll be able to get our bills in a more timely manner for the board meetings as well. And then that will be a reminder to them when our meetings are.
Yeah, I went through that list of dates and they all look at correct to me.
At what?
I went through that list of dates that you sent in that email. And
yeah.
That's what they should be. The dates are all correct.
Okay.
For the Tuesday after the second Monday.
Right.
Yeah.
So what I can do is send it to him and put like a tentative next to the March, depending on board members. And then
yes,
okay, I'll go ahead and do that tomorrow.
Yeah, except for March.
I'll send it to Eve and Devin so she has it and she maybe can remind Robert that we need or whoever's going to be coming to our meetings of the dates, and maybe that would be helpful to them as well.
And I know, oh, I have one more comment that I was thinking about it because I've seen the advertisings in the Newport papers and Facebook about budget committee. Maybe we should start thinking about the budget committee for next year.
We should. I was going to suggest March would be a good time to meet, but.
Well, I know it's early, but you know, I'm just.
No.
Saw that and it tickled me and I'm like, yeah, well, we need to start thinking about that.
No, I would really like to see our budget committee start going over our rates and our list of, you know, fees that we have, because we've had things coming up throughout the year that we've commented on. But if with everything else, I think we could possibly get some of that, you know, gone through earlier. Because it's hard, because then you're getting down to the end of the year and it's the actual budget amounts are more important and easier to do then. But I think we could do some of this ahead of that. Maybe stretch it out so it's not such a intense thing in May.
Yeah. Highland is obviously a lot more expensive than what we were expecting, and we're going to have to do something about it.
Yeah, definitely. Denise, do we want to set a target month to get started?
I say let's put a an email out to the community this month and asking if, well, first we need to ask our all the people that served last year if they want to serve this again this year. Uh-huh. And then, and if they say no, or if they change their minds, then in February we should probably make a call out to it. Or as soon as we know, we should make a call out to the community asking for volunteers.
Right. So who's going to do that? Who's going to contact last year's budget members?
Well, that probably is my job, isn't it? So I'll do that.
Okay.
Thank you, Dick.
Welcome.
And then after we know from that, we can do a email out to the whole news list and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's start this ball rolling.
Do you guys want me to start doing the action item checklist again? Uh-huh. Also for things like assigning this to Dick or Lisa taking over something, do you want to start using that again? Would that be a good reminder?
I don't know. That thing got kind of huge and had a whole bunch of things that went on forever and never got done, but I guess we could try it again.
It was just an idea.
Okay. That list scares me.
It's a bit daunting, or it was.
Yeah, and hopefully we can recruit two more members so that, you know, we can have some ideas of what they want to, you know, what they want to bring to the table too, you know. That's my
hope. And then I think, yeah.
So unless anyone objects, I think we should adjourn.
I can go for that.
At 7:20 at night.
Okay. Are we adjourned?
We are adjourned. I will stop video.
Thank you, everyone, for coming.
Thank you.